Hello, this is Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that love our work and want to share our work with you this week. My name is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I am speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And Ann Ortley is out tonight, and we are waiting to hear from Mark Wolf, and we'll hold on. I believe he's coming in now. And hello, is this Mark?
Yes. Hello, Heather.
Yes. Hi. Wonderful. And I've introduced myself, and this, you are Mark Wolf, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan, the city of New York.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see us going on this week, Mark? It's been quite a week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. quite a week, and we have the third of three eclipses
mm-hmm.
coming up on Friday the 1st.
Yes.
And that's going to be a big one. And we have the sun as it moves into Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cardinal sign, and it's completing the fourth arm of a big grand cross.
Yes.
So we've had for quite a while this T-square between Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn, which Saturn is moving out of now, but it's still
mm-hmm.
hanging on the edge of it. And
yes,
as the sun
is.
Comes, yeah, as the sun comes into early Cancer, it marches through that whole pattern. So
mm-hmm.
we had a square to we had a square to Uranus, and now it's in opposition to Pluto, and then there'll be a square to Saturn. And then
the exact opposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that when with this T-square, and Saturn has just backed into it and turned direct, so this is going to be the last and most intense of the, or the last intense form of this T-square. But first Mercury went over it, now the sun is, and soon Venus will. And I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing it's like these big era-changing aspects get personal. And I've heard so many people call me with depression or feeling fed up about some issue they've been dealing with for a long time and knowing they needed to grapple with. But right now, it's sort of come to a crisis with the sun-Pluto opposition. Or people whose energy level is very low, and I'm certainly feeling that with the sun-Pluto opposition because it's squaring my moon.
Mm.
In the process with this, I watched today, you know, my heart is in New Mexico where I lived for many years. And Santa Fe, my hometown, has huge forest fires on either side of it.
Mm.
So no matter which way the wind blows, they feel it, unless it blows due north or due south. Over the last 24 hours, the fire heading towards Los Alamos, which is a major nuclear research lab and the origins of the great bombs, has the fire there went 50,000 acres in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Right.
And it is, you know, they just had to evacuate Los Alamos. And it's interesting that today, first in Nebraska at the nuclear power plant that's closed down right now to be refueled, but the floods have breached the levees and flooded the nuclear power plant. It's not such a disaster because it was already shut down, but and on the other side of this, we have fires lapping at the nuclear research center. As the sun opposes Pluto, we think of Pluto as so connected with plutonium and with nuclear power. So
mm-hmm.
it's really interesting that we're being, you know, every way that the safety of nuclear energy can be tested, it is.
Yeah, and this is all happening in cardinal signs, which tells
yes.
us we have to take action.
Right.
It's, you know, it's that something has to be done, and I heard some good news from Japan with the Fukushima power plant.
Oh, tell me.
Well, you know, they had the big meltdown, and they've been struggling with that, and they've been pouring water on it for months, and, you know, just to keep it cooling, but that water then becomes contaminated. And they managed to design a cooling system now that will use a lot of that water to do the cooling and at the same time begin to evaporate it. And
interesting.
Yeah, it's a very clever move. So, it's going to take months and months and months of continuing to cool the meltdown material. But at least they're not just generating more and more and more contaminated water. Instead, they're recycling the contaminated water and eventually clearing it up. I'm not exactly sure, but my understanding is that a certain amount of it will evaporate. And so they'll get, I suppose, a more and more condensed form of the radioactive material. But at least, you know, it's not escaping so much more into the sea and onto the land and into the air. And, you know, so all of this is happening with the sun opposite Pluto as well. And I think we can take a cue from that, which is there are actions that can be taken.
Right.
And I guess shutting down the plant before it flooded in Nebraska, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that also, that's an action that could be taken, and it was taken. So.
Right. So if we're melting down at the moment, it may help to temporarily shut down or take action in an appropriate way that allows, a creative approach to solve the problem.
Those are
interesting symbols for us to live through right now.
Yeah. And going
and
forward,
to
we need to continue that.
Yes, right. It's not about going back to business as usual. It's really looking at what these incidents in our life are, you know, signifying and how we can change that.
Right.
We've got quite a few people on hold tonight.
Uh-huh.
I want to give out our call-in number and get started here. The call-in number is 347-215-8881. And we'd like you to call in if you have questions. You then have to raise your collar by your hand by pressing 1 after you've called in and are on hold. And that way we can answer a few phone calls. If you've been on the air in the last few months, we'll ask you to call back another time and see if we can get some new people on here. So let me give this a shot. Hello, 416, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, Heather Mark. I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
Good. And how can we help you?
Okay. I just had a quick question. I was just, I've been trying to understand how all of the current transits are affecting my chart, but I was really curious, I have been feeling a lot of things are coming up to a head, more so than the lower. It's been crazy. So I was just curious if you guys had any insight into maybe Pluto.
And what's your birth information?
It's May 20th, 1980.
May 20th, 1980. And time?
8:51 a.m.
And where?
Toronto, Canada.
Okay. And is there any particular part of your life that you wanted to bring loud rustling so you could not rustle paper right next to the phone line? It would be good.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was you. Okay.
I'm not sure who it is, but I'm just saying. So you were born, we have you down as the last degree of Taurus with a moon in Leo and a Cancer rising. And you've got a 14-degree Cancer rising, so it's not, and Venus at 2 degrees of Cancer. So Uranus is going back and forth to your Venus. Your Venus has been taking the worst of this T-square for a while. So it looks like it's been mostly in your 12th house, mostly behind the scenes, until fairly recently. And at the moment, the Venus, Mercury is coming across your ascendant in the next year, in the next week, and will help you speak up and speak about what's going on in your life. Your progressive sun is at 29 degrees of Gemini, so you're a few, you know, 6 months to 7 months away from moving from your progressive sun into Cancer and near your sun, near your Venus. So you know on the other side of these crises, you're sort of coming home to yourself and moving into better relationship with yourself and with other people close to you. But the eclipse is going to be within 4 degrees of your sun, of your ascendant. And Mark, what would you say about that? She's got an ascendant of 14 degrees of Cancer, and Pluto is at 6 degrees now of Capricorn. But the eclipse is going to be at 9 to 10 degrees of Cancer, within 4 degrees of her ascendant. And her sun has just gone into Libra, so her moon, her progressed moon. So in the next few months, her progressed moon will be moving into that T square and setting it off too.
Yeah, I think so. The progressed moon is going to be meaningful with that T square. Not so much the eclipse, because those 4 degrees are pretty far for, you know, a direct hit. So I wouldn't, you know, look for that to be a big shakeup. But there is an internal awareness of this pattern in the sky and that sort of whole need to take action. And that's really what you'll be feeling, is a sense of something needing to shift. And anything that you've been waiting on and just saying, well, I'm not sure yet, or I need to repair more, you know, any of those things, that's all done now.
It's time.
You know? And if you can't, you know, if you can't throw your shoulder against it and get it to move, then just leave it alone. Go away. So I would say every big thing in your life, throw your weight into it and just see. And if it doesn't budge, it's not meant to budge. But if it does, get it gone.
Yeah.
And that's really
good. It does feel like that there will be some, you know, Pluto is also trining your Mars. You're really learning to, you're letting go of a lot of ambitions that are no longer really viable for you and focusing on the ones that are.
Okay, because I'm very much in the thick of that.
Right.
I don't know which ones are viable and which ones,
Right. And, you know, Mark said, you know, jump into them and push them and see which ones feel like they're ready to move. And if they're not, let them go for now. Disidentify with them.
Yeah,
and
you'll know right away you'll know which ones are going to budge right away. It really is like putting your shoulder against a big rock. And
like the eclipse kind of has like dead energy, kind of. Like I was looking at one that seemed really logical, and it just had no like.
Yeah, if it doesn't have any energy to it, then drop the logic. This is not a logical process. It's really what will further you energetically, or where your energy really truly is, and where it's not. You know, and because the priorities in your life have really shifted over the last couple of years, and it's not time to work alone as you might have been, and it's no longer, and it feels like several cycles of relationships are over, and you're deciding, do I reconnect with these people or do I let them go and move on to something else? And you may, you know, if you sort of pray for clarity between now and Monday, you may be surprised at how much happens that lets you know what's fertile and what's not in your life.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Heather and Mark. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Okay. And Here we go. 760, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 760, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my birth date is 11/5/1965.
Okay, 11/5/1965. And what time?
7:55 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In Upland, California.
And how can we? And what's your question?
Well, I'm just curious to see how this eclipse is going to affect me and what I have to look forward to in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Are you feeling anything in particular pushing on you? Because it's not that you're not feeling it. It looks to me like you had a rather intense year last year as you progressed. Your natal moon in Aries at 0 degrees. Uranus hit your natal Aries moon in March and probably shook you up.
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus will be coming back to tap that. So if you've been doing any moving or planning to relocate or feeling like the family dynamics in your life are shifting, that will keep, that you're finishing a little karmic cycles with your family of origin, because you've got your moon in Aries in the fourth house natally, and choosing some of the habits that work for you and letting go the ones that don't. You are, 18 months, a year and a half away from a progressed lunar new moon cycle. So, restless as you are, you know that it is, this is karmic finishing completion time, and there's a new cycle coming up for you in about 18, 19 months where you're really getting down to your life's work as your progressed moon enters Capricorn. So this summer, it looks like it's more eventful around you than to you, that you're coming into a quieter spell in your own life, not that everything ever gets quiet for you, but quieter spell in your own life than it has been before. And that just kind of doing everything as cleanly and clearly and kind of finishing karma rather than re-engaging karma with people is what you need to do this summer. And connecting to something from the past. It may be you're going back to visit or reconnecting with some elements of your past. And it could be your far past, other lives, but it feels more like in finishing something up in this life. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'll have to think on that, but basically it's just almost the ending of a cycle, so I'm just kind of in a completion mode?
Yes, and a completion mode, but also you have a choice to go back and, it looks like in general in your chart, you've got Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Sagittarius, and your moon in Aries for a Scorpio Sun with Neptune-Sun conjunction. You're quite intuitive and sponge-like, but it looks like in many ways that you haven't really lived up to your potential because the desire to do things on your own terms and to not argue about it in the process has led you to choices that have sort of de-stressed some part of your life, but given you the right to do it on your own terms. And it also feels like in this process of completing cycles, you're learning to kind of work with the systems and work with the powers that be and not lose your individuality and identity. And just still keep doing it on your own terms, only instead of kind of going off to do it, you may be engaging the world a bit more to do it.
Yeah, you have a tendency.
But that's your real, go ahead, Mark.
You have a tendency to have your own terms much more internal. You're the one that knows the rules, you know what you want, but it's very, very internal. And the way you interact with people, it's a lot more like a bunch of rowdy kids,
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like within you, there's a mom and dad that know the program, but you just can't keep the tribe together. And they go ahead and make deals on you, you know, the way that you interact with people. It sort of begins to undermine where it is you think you really want the whole show to head. That's why this a period of time to be a little more aware internally will help, because you can kind of pull all that energy together within you and have an overall sense of program when you interact with others. When you just throw yourself into interaction, you kind of lose that core sensibility. And if you can pull everything together around the core before you start interacting with others, then you don't lose so much the sense you have within you of what it is you're after.
Okay.
And, you know, knowing that you have to do that in relation to others can throw you off, because you have that tendency to sort of sit in judgment of the whole situation around you rather than take the action. And somehow you have to be able to blend what it is you believe is going to work for you with how you have to interact with the others. So look at that very carefully.
Okay. So I just have to learn to balance my internal desire with how I project those internal desires. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be effective.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm just going to have kind of a quiet coming together for the next few months, and then 18 months, and then in 18, 19 months, things will start to move in a new direction.
Well, when I say quiet, I think it's going to be mainly quiet. It's that the changes that are going to be initiated in your life right now are happening through other people. The people around you are going through all kinds of stuff. But you stay fairly, you know, you get to be there for them, and you're really good in emergency. You're a great foul weather friend. So people look to you when their life gets a little crazy. And but you get to learn vicariously rather than having it happen to you.
That is very true.
Yeah.
I see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can be a very stable sort of refuge for people, especially when they're having an emotional upset.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to you, and then you become a rock for them. But it's a little hard for you to then say, "And now, what about me?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I wish you good luck on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll try one more caller if we can. And hello, 253, this is Heather, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. I have got, my life is just probably just a shambles. It's just blowing up. I wanted to know, I have a lot of planets in Cancer right now, and I want to know how these eclipses are going to affect me.
Okay, we'll do our best, hon. And when were you born?
August 18th, 1978.
August 18th, 1978, and time?
2:14 a.m.
And where?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, how has the flood been there this year?
Oh, you know what? We've been doing pretty good. It hasn't even been raining that much.
Mm. Wow, good. And what year were you born again? I'm sorry.
1978.
78, that's what I thought. I just put it in wrong, and I want to make sure I had it right. So you have August 18th, 1978, you have a Cancer rising at 4 degrees of Cancer rising. But you were born on the full moon in Leo. So you've got your Sun and Mercury conjunct in Leo opposed the moon in Aquarius. But you've got a lineup in Libra that's going to be feeling the eclipses more than anything.
Hmm.
And let's take a look at your progressions in the process here. So, and your sun, you've got your sun is in, a progressed sun is in late Virgo, moon is in Taurus. Your chart's not going to be too badly hit in general, but you've got Venus and Mars at 8 and 10 degrees of Libra. That's where it's going to affect you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing with that, Mark?
Well, that's especially where Saturn has been hanging out. And
right on your Venus, testing your relationships.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that gets pulled into this whole big T-square that's up there. And as Pluto in the next couple of years moves along, it'll oppose the Mars and Venus. So you're kind of getting a taste of more to come.
Are you in the middle of some major I mean, it looks like when you were 4 years old and then on and off through when you were 10 years old, there was some major family ups and downs to deal with.
Oh, yeah,
and
my mom.
Yeah, you know, it looks like you felt quite alone sometimes. You know, good people around you, but also real loss and alone feeling. And it looks to me like that's going, there's something about the pattern that happened in those early years that's getting the chance to go through that one more time, that some of the family dynamics of those early years are being reactivated. It could be with the family, or it could be with friends that just sort of feel like family, and you just get to go through the pattern and not let anybody power trip you, not let anybody, and know that you are not alone, even if someone's emotionally distracted by their own ups and downs, that you really feel connected to yourself, to your own heart, to spirit, to, you know, the God of your understanding, and really let that sit with you so that their emotional ups and downs don't distract you. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I wonder if that has my partner, my mate, is in another state, and we've been really trying to get next to each other, but we can't. It just seems like everything is. Yeah, it seems like everything is just happening.
Yeah, that may be the loneliness that you're feeling, that you're really asking. So it looks to me like now that comes back to the question that you're being asked: do you want to be alone without him, or do you have to, you know, I think that you're very connected to the people around you where you live, and the idea of leaving them is hard, but you may be feeling like you have to choose between being alone from family and being alone from your mate. And I think it's important that you may choose your mate. And that it may also be an illusion that you have to choose. But there may be something that you need to do to reach out and connect to him.
Okay. That makes sense. I've been fighting with my career. It's like career, not necessarily that I'm choosing between us, but just really staying focused with the career. And, you know, me and him have been having those talks. Like, let's stay focused on what we have to do so we can come back together.
I think that's the right thing to do right now. And also I think that somehow you need to be there for the people around you as well as your career.
Okay.
And we need to close up because we're at the end of our time. So good luck on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And Mark, would you like to take us out?
Yeah, Mark Wolf. Saying goodbye for this week from New York. Good luck with the third of the eclipses for this season. And we are Access Astrology. You can look us up at astronyc.com, astronyc.com, and send us an email or give us a call when the show is on, and we'll be happy to answer questions for you. Okay.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Bye now.